This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Sunday, December 24th. God's word for you today is sozo. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. And it says, "Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, all who seek the Lord. Consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were mined." Over the next few days, as 2023 winds down, we will fix our eyes on a key concept in scriptures called zozo. If there is one foundational concept in the scriptures that every Christian should have locked down, is zozo. If there is something that we all must have ingrained in our bloodstream, is this concept. I want to encourage you to take notes and keep this word. Read it over and over until it becomes flesh to you, because it will make the difference in your life, particularly in the times we are in, where there are outbreaks of strange things, but God will show himself strong on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. From the scriptures, God's people have always needed God to show up and intervene, and in the New Testament is no different. Those of us in the New Testament are saved because on the big scale, God came, intervened, and saved us. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 3 to 4 says, "With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful heart, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you." I do not know what stands before you today. I do not know what is confronting you today. I do not know what is making you tremble today. I have good news for you. God, your God, will come and destroy your enemies, and he will come and save you. So, if you find that you are in a lonely place, it means that you are a candidate for lifting. If you find that you are in a challenging place, it means that you are a candidate for deliverance, and your God will come and save you. I want you to bring that situation into focus and bring it to God even now and sing this song. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Lift up your eyes to him. You will arise again. He will come and save you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. I pray that as you do, God will breathe afresh on his word. God will take you by your right hand and help you up. A lot of us have read the specific word for our situation, but we are still sitting down. God will stretch forth his hands and help you up. As God lifts you up in this season, when people who know you see you, they will be absolutely astounded. I pray that the lifting that will make jaws drop will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "He will come and save me. He will come and save me. I lift up my eyes to him. I will arise again. He will come and save me." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfirstchurch.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.